Many of you following our channel know that Padre Pio had a gift of prophecy. He knew about events that would happen in the future. In today's video, I bring you Padre Pio's warning for our times. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's video draws inspiration from an article in the magazine Il Settimanale di Padre Pio, authored by Friar Pietro Pio M. Pedalino. Within his article, Friar Pietro unveils a prophetic warning given by Padre Pio to one of his spiritual daughters. But what makes this warning particularly interesting is its relevance to the times we live in now. Listen to this. Sometime between 1965 and 1968, a spiritual daughter approached Padre Pio for confession. Kneeling in the confessional, awaiting Padre Pio's blessing, she received a profound warning. When those times come, remember the commandments of God, morning and evening prayers, the Holy Rosary, the sacraments, the catechism, the saints, and do everything in the faith of our fathers, in the faith of our fathers, in the faith of our fathers, and don't listen to anyone anymore. Now, considering the context of the warning Padre Pio gave to his spiritual daughter, it becomes evident that he was referring to a time in the near future, the time we live in now. As I mentioned earlier, Padre Pio delivered this advice in the late 1960s to a spiritual daughter whom he knew would outlive him. Furthermore, it is clear that he was warning her of a time when the fundamentals of the faith would be shaken. Hence, he urges her to persist in the faith of our fathers, providing her with a list of essentials every Catholic should hold close to their heart. As we know, Padre Pio was deeply concerned about the salvation of souls, and he had the gift of prophecy, which enabled him to give appropriate advice. So let's not take Padre Pio's advice lightly, and instead, let's delve deeper into his counsel, so that we too may be armed against the devil's deceptions prevailing in our times. Padre Pio first emphasizes the importance of remembering the commandments of God. Now, this is, of course, one of the fundamentals of our faith. Obeying God is the true formula for happiness, writes Friar Pietro, encouraging us to persist in the observance of God's law, even though our fallen nature can make it difficult. Furthermore, Padre Pio advises morning and evening prayers. Starting and ending every day with prayer provides our lives with the proper context. We live to praise and give glory to God, so morning and evening prayer should be the minimum of every Christian's daily prayer commitment. Of course, praying the Holy Rosary would not go unmentioned. It was Padre Pio's favorite prayer, and he couldn't recommend it enough to all who were under his spiritual care. The Rosary is Our Lady's gift to humanity, a spiritual weapon for our times. We should all strive to pray it daily. Our Lady of Fatima requested we pray 5 decades of the Rosary every day for peace. Next, Padre Pio emphasizes the significance of the sacraments, the visible signs of God's love and mercy. Friar Pietro wisely counsels us, stating, as long as they are accessible, it is necessary to approach them, to receive spiritual help through the mediation of Mother Church. The Catechism, serving as an authentic interpretation of sacred scripture and the tradition of the Church, holds great significance. Friar Pietro warns, reading sacred scripture without the explanations provided in the Catechism can lead one astray. Additionally, he recommends studying the Catechism of St. Pius X as advised by Padre Pio. Padre Pio also encourages learning about the lives of the saints. Now, since you're tuned in to our channel, it seems you've got this part covered. Joking aside, there are many biographies of saints available that can inspire us to lead holier lives. Learning about the saints and from the saints will surely help us keep on the right path. And finally, we reach Padre Pio's most dramatic warning. Do everything in the faith of our fathers, and don't listen to anyone anymore. And Friar Pietro comments, "Now, we can't completely lift the veil of mystery behind these serious words, but we can at least try to interpret them." It seems that Padre Pio was warning us about a time when it would be challenging to find safe spiritual guidance, even from those in positions of authority within our church. The remedy for this lies in looking at the faith of our forefathers and to do as they had done. It is obligatory, concludes Friar Pietro, if we do not want to go astray, to anchor ourselves to the sacred tradition. If we do so, we will preserve the faith of all time, the faith of our fathers, and we will no longer have the problem of understanding what is right and what is wrong. He continues, "The problem is that we do not know the teaching of tradition because we have too often lived the faith in a superficial way. If the foundations are not well laid out, when the earthquake hits, everything collapses. Let's go back to ourselves. It's never too late. Let us take advantage of this dramatic moment of global crisis to root ourselves in the true faith, that of the 2,000-year-old tradition of the Church. Yes, we want to be Catholics of tradition." So there you have it. If you were considering a New Year's resolution, why not strive to follow Padre Pio's advice and deepen our faith by dedicating more time to prayer and exploring the teachings of the early church fathers this year, and especially praying the 5 decades of the Rosary requested by Our Lady at Fatima to obtain world peace. With that said, I wish you all a blessed new year on behalf of myself and the team. May Our Lady and Padre Pio always be by your side. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.